Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for September 4th through 10th, 2023. So I'm back on regular internet. Seems like when I travel lately, there's no high-speed internet. But for those that watched last week, I'm sorry that it kind of kept chopping out. I was visiting my dad, and our family has a beach house in Delaware, and it was just good to spend some time with him because I know some of you know he has not been well since last year. But yes, I'm back, and for those that are watching live, as always, do say hello. We've got some things to talk about this week. It's not as, let's say, action-packed as the past couple of weeks, but we do have another planet turning retrograde. We'll explain what that means, Jupiter turning retrograde. This is right after Venus has turned retrograde. What does that mean? And maybe even like a little, processing a little bit of that Pisces full moon that we had last week. How are you all feeling? I know that I got some common comments like I'm tired, I feel emotional, and like that's a Pisces full moon. For those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here just outside the New York City area. And every week we gather live, except for, a couple weeks ago, I did a pre-record to look at the astrology, and you hear me say it every week. The astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. So what do you do with whatever's happening in the sky right now? There are some things that are kind of out of our control. It's not unlike, the sun and the moon and the seasons, and these are the things that are out of our control, but how do we show up for it? So how do we show up for Mercury retrograde? Mercury is retrograde right now. How do we show up, or what did we learn while Venus was retrograde since July, and now that Jupiter is turning retrograde, what does that even mean? So yeah, I see some familiar faces. It's good to finally sort of be back home. I got to travel with my dog. My mom passed 2 years ago, and actually this is her birthday week. Her birthday would have been the September 8th, and when I did the video last week, I was actually doing it from my parents' bedroom because I was like trying to find the best Wi-Fi signal, and something turned on right before we went on the broadcast that shouldn't have turned on by itself. So anyway, fun with ghosts. But how are you all doing? Let's just jump into the week. How did you all feel that Pisces full moon? And it had a lot of weight to it, to sort of getting into these deeper existential themes. What do I believe in? What does this all mean? Why am I here? Maybe feeling some really vivid dreams. I had this really funny vivid dream. I don't know what it means. I think I was going to some sort of professional networking event, except I brought Taylor Swift and Beyonce with me to be like, hey, I brought some people to network with. And I don't know what it means, but I guess if you're listening, Taylor Swift, hi. Did you have vivid dreams? Did you have any insights? Pisces is the sign that tries to dissolve the boundaries between this world and the next world. It pulls back the veil. It makes our dreams more vivid. It makes our intuition more vivid. And sometimes it just makes us tired. So maybe you just needed to take some time off and to rest and reflect. I got to see some beautiful full moon rising over the Atlantic when I was in Delaware with my family. And then we had Venus turn direct yesterday. So if you remember back on July 22nd, Venus turned retrograde. This is a planet that turns retrograde the least. We all know about Mercury retrograde, for example, and that happens every quarter, so it's a pretty frequent retrograde, but Venus retrograde every 18 months. So Venus turned retrograde, it has a retrograde phase of 40 days. Yes, 40 days. 40 days seems very kind of deep and symbolic, and it's meant to be this time of reevaluation. And whether it's the reevaluation of our relationships, reevaluation of how we show up in relationship, or even how other people show up for us, or maybe having to tie up loose ends with somebody, Venus is also a money planet. It's the ruler of Taurus, for example. And so reevaluation can sometimes be quite literal. Something that we thought was valuable maybe isn't as valuable as we thought it was, or maybe we need to go back and be like, do I need this? Is this how I need to earn a living? Is this how I need to spend my money or how I invest my money? And Venus was retrograde in Leo, and Leo is the sign that is very personal. It's a fire sign. It's the sign of the self. It's not the raw self of Aries, the first fire sign, or the capital S self of Sagittarius, the self that is sort of revealed within us after we do the deep work of the sign before Sagittarius, Scorpio. But Leo is the sign of the sun, and we all have the sun somewhere, even if we aren't a Leo. And wherever Leo talks about needing to shine like the sun, needing to be ourselves, needing to cultivate a sense of personality, individuality, and the things to really nourish the things that make us us. And I think with the Venus retrograde in Leo, it was going back and looking at how we invest in ourselves and how do we invest in the things that light us up and give us joy and give us passion. And maybe we're feeling a little bit empty in the tank, for example. But Venus traces back this path, and over the period of 8 years, a little fun fact, over the period of 8 years, when you plot out the stations and the retrogrades, you get the five-pointed star. In fact, you can Google this, like I've mentioned this before, Venus, its orbital period over an 8 year, it's called a synodic cycle, actually traces a rose pattern. So there's a lot of deep symbology in Venus. And with Venus turning direct, and today, September 4th, Jupiter turning retrograde in Taurus, Venus ruled sign, Venus is very much at the forefront right now, which is interesting because in about a month and a half, we're going to have a solar eclipse on October 14th, and Libra, also a Venus ruled sign. So you could maybe see how this Venus retrograde, and maybe even Jupiter turning retrograde today and sort of experiences throughout last week and this week, in a way prepare us for the solar eclipse to come on October 14th. And Mars is already in Libra. And even though Mars will have just left Libra by the time we have the solar eclipse, Venus is very much a strong archetype for all of us to really work with. We need Venus. Let me give you an example. So the sign that's opposite Libra is Aries. The sign that's opposite Taurus is Scorpio. These are the two Mars-ruled signs. Every planet, every sign, and the zodiac has a planet that it rules. It's an ancient system. But it shows us the two sides of a planet. So, for example, Venus and Libra, it tells us about the importance of relationship. Aries is the individual, it's the I, it's leadership, it's taking action, but we can't do Aries 100%. We wouldn't care about what other people think. We would just take and do and go and race forward, and then there would be nothing to counterbalance it. The same thing for Taurus. Taurus is about the fertility and the richness of life, and certainly the abundance that can happen after winter. Taurus aligns with spring, or at least in the northern hemisphere. But Scorpio reminds us that all things end, and so we have to have that natural process of decay. I know that's a strong word, but that's the other side of Taurus. And so we need, Venus and Mars in order to balance each other out. It's not a coincidence that Libra is the scales. It sort of stands in the middle of the zodiac and reminds us that don't forget about other people. Even though we're individuals, people and our relationships, both, I call capital R relationships, mean that the primary relationships of our lives, small R relationships, how do we interact and how do we socialize with people? So we need people, and maybe it's something to remind ourselves as Venus starts to really lead us into this eclipse phase, this eclipse period, because we will have a lunar eclipse in Taurus, also Venus ruled, on October 28th. So money, value, income, material stability, and security, ground underneath our feet, Taurus, but also relationships, connections, socialization. how do you compromise? How do you compromise without giving yourself away, without, you know, standing up for what you need? That's the sort of the balance between Aries and Libra. And this is a little bit of a technical point, but in the exaltations, I've said this a few times before, in the exaltations, Saturn is exalted in Libra. And Saturn reminds us that we need relationships. It's fundamental to the structure of building our lives. It doesn't have to be romantic relationships where we just can't always be isolated. Saturn and Aries, Saturn's at its detriment. And Aries, we can't always do it alone. But anyway, that's the importance of Venus. Every planet serves a role. So with Jupiter turning retrograde this week, and just your friendly reminder, all planets turn retrograde. I know I've said this before, I'll keep saying it again, all planets turn retrograde except for the Sun and the Moon. Mercury does it the most frequently, Venus the less frequently, Mars does it every 2 years, and then Jupiter for 4 months, and then Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto for 5 months. It is very common for many planets to be retrograde. I just say this because I see things on Instagram, little memes like, oh my God, my life is falling apart, every planet's retrograde. It's just, maybe this is me kind of taking the Venus thread a little bit more, is to reflect on our relationship with yin, receptive, feminine energy. That's what a retrograde is. It's the other side to the active phase. We need the yin, you know, energy in order to balance everything out. It can't always push out, it has to pull in. The tide can't always, you know, push out, it has to pull in, for example. So Jupiter is turning retrograde, and Jupiter is the planet that opens up our eyes to the world. We need Jupiter, not unlike we need all the planets. They serve a function in sort of the orchestra of life. And without Jupiter, our life is very small. We have no desire to see more, do more, want more. We don't really see the value of education or curiosity or exploration. And with Jupiter, we run the gamut of needing to jump on a plane and go to another country and see different things, to Jupiter needing to just know everything, read everything, take every class. But then there's the shadow side of Jupiter. I know it all. I have all the answers. And so we always need to make sure that we're leaving a little room for curiosity with our Jupiter. So Jupiter turning retrograde in Taurus. Now, Taurus is kind of an interesting sign for Jupiter being, because typically Jupiter is about making our world bigger through educating ourselves, or like I said, exploring, learning, sort of opening up our eyes. And even from a philosophical and spiritual level, Jupiter is the ruler of Pisces, opening up our eyes to the world. Jupiter in Taurus, Taurus is a material sign. It's the second sign of the zodiac. It talks about the earth beneath our feet, the goods and services, the money, the income, whatever, however, of course, you define that personally, we need as human beings in order to thrive in this world. And so Jupiter has been sort of opening up our eyes to the material over the last, since May, however many months that is. I guess it's been a few months at this point. Can't do math when I'm doing this. But anyway, since May, when Jupiter went to Taurus. So I know there was a lot of excitement when Jupiter went to Taurus. It's like, oh, it's going to be abundance, it's going to be great. And I sure hope so. But it's not going to be super, abundance for everybody. There's a process of needing to learn, relearn, explore, discover the material plane. At the end of the day, we are non-physical beings, we're spiritual beings, but we also have bodies. We need to take care of our physical lives. We need to make sure our physical lives kind of create the fertility for abundance to happen, however you define that, because we all have sort of different definitions of what we need, because we're different people. So how do you really tend to the soil of your life? How do you open up your eyes to your material life? Do you feel that there's something lacking? Do you feel like you want to enjoy you know, your material life more. Jupiter in Taurus, Jupiter makes things bigger. It's kind of making Taurus bigger at the moment, and by extension, it is making Uranus in Taurus bigger. We do have the conjunction next year in April 2024. And Uranus has been in Taurus since 2018, 2019. So on a macro level, we've already been doing a lot of big, heavy lifting with our material lives since 2018 and 2019. So we may value things differently than we did 5 years ago. Jupiter's very philosophical. And so maybe our philosophy around money and sort of looking at the language we use, Jupiter, and sort of the ideas we have, Jupiter, to describe our lives, and maybe realize, you know what, the words that I'm using, the philosophy I'm using, it's not my philosophy. It's actually my parents, or it's their parents, or you have grandparents that grew up in the Depression and you're still living out something that at this point is almost 100 years ago. Generational trauma, generational curses, it's the things that sort of the language that people use on the internet these days. And so how do we use Jupiter to really get back to what we need in order to make sure our lives are thriving, not unlike tending to the soil? So just to kind of jump ahead a little bit, Jupiter will eventually turn direct. I can't remember when it turns direct. It's probably around the beginning of the year, but it will go into Gemini next year. And I'm thinking that's going to be really interesting because Jupiter and Saturn are going to be square. There's going to be a lot of things going on, the mutable signs, the eclipses by the end of the year are going to go into Pisces and Virgo. I'm kind of getting way ahead of myself. But in the meantime, our planet of discovery, Jupiter, is in Taurus. So it's a sign that we need to discover and to really rediscover our material lives, our material needs, and our material wants, for example. Also this week, we do have Mercury. It is retrograde. Yes, another planet is retrograde. It's okay. That's what happens. And Mercury, we need the process of the retrograde, because a retrograde phase with Mercury allows us to analyze or reanalyze and to reevaluate our choices. Because Mercury is the planet of choice. It allows us to weigh our options. And particularly in Virgo, which is where Mercury is right now, it's at home, it's in its home sign of Virgo, the retrograde gives us a sort of, we need to have a sharper analytical process. We need to be double checking things. Because we can't do things on instinct, which is very much part of the direct phase. We need to do things either more intuitively, listen to ourselves, or make sure that the things that we're actually choosing are in alignment with what we need, for example. So Mercury and Jupiter will make a trine this week. So Mercury and Jupiter tends to be very enthusiastic. Big words, big ideas, big vision, but they are both retrograde. And we just, I think it was August 4th, that was the first Mercury-Jupiter trine. So I feel like there's a lot of things that are happening that are setting the stage for eclipse season when we get into October. So whatever sort of visions we have this week, you know, how are they tied to the beginning of August? How will they continue to play out past, you know, Mercury turning direct on September 15th, but also towards the end of September when we have that last Mercury and Jupiter trine? Speaking of Jupiter trines, the Virgo Sun makes a trine to Jupiter this week. It's on the 8th, on Friday. So Sun, Jupiter, typically it's very, again, enthusiastic, big vision, big ideas, sometimes can be a little too big in its vision and its ideas. And maybe that's, we have the pragmatism of a Virgo Sun and Jupiter in Taurus. And Jupiter right now is in the 9th sign to the Virgo Sun. So this week is going to have a really big philosophical feel to it, meaning like your philosophical means it's like, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? Is this true for you? Is this not true for you? And maybe with the retrograde, it's like that we think we know the answers, and maybe we do. But we need to make sure that we go back and look at things perhaps from a different perspective. That's the Mercury retrograde, for example, or maybe you're just getting the itch to explore and travel and to see the world, especially as the summer season begins to come to a close. But those are our aspects for this week. Not a lot going on, you know, especially coming off the Pisces full moon of last week. And then by the time we get to the beginning of next week, we're in the dark of the moon. And then we have a Virgo new moon next week, which we will talk about. So let's look at each of the 12 zodiac signs, or rising and or rising signs, starting with Aries. So Aries, Mars is your planet, and Mars is just gone into Libra. I think it was, I can't even remember. It was like the end of August, right? You know, I drove 4 hours today. But Mars is now in your relationship signs. And all of this is in advance of the eclipses that are going to happen in October. It's so much about other people at the moment, Aries. And that means different things to different Aries, for example. But pay attention to what's happening in relationships. Maybe it's something, you know, needs your attention in a primary relationship. Maybe you need to take action with a partner, or maybe something is kind of, you know, starting to simmer or even come to a boil, so to speak, because Mars typically pushes buttons when it's in a relationship sign. Mars is your planet, so you need to learn to negotiate and to compromise, which is typically not your instinct, but it's okay. And now that Venus is direct, see what's happening right now. You know, the retrograde ended yesterday on the 3rd of September. How does that reflect what's going on in relationship? And I think with like Jupiter also turning retrograde, now we're getting into themes about value, worth, you know, do me and a partner see eye to eye? Do we have the same values? Do we, you know, work towards the same things? Do we see the world the same, for example? But it is, again, very much about relationships. And then what else is going on? Oh yeah, Jupiter just turned retrograde in your second sign of money and income. And sometimes Jupiter going through the second sign, which it has since May, can bring you extra money. I don't want to overpromise, because that's not going to be the case for everybody. But see, has there either been earning more money or perhaps even spending more money since Jupiter went into Taurus back in May? If that's the case, Jupiter turning retrograde, especially with all this Virgo energy, maybe need to pump the brakes a little bit, pull back, discern, or see things from a different perspective. Taurus, got some things going on in your sign this week. So you've had a visitor in your sign since May. So Jupiter. And Jupiter really affects people differently, but at the core of Jupiter's time in your sign is to make your world bigger. For some people, that's literal. It's literally making you bigger. But Jupiter is trying to open up your eyes to get you to see the world. Jupiter, hopefully this doesn't sound a little bit too esoteric, Jupiter talks about the flame of knowledge and sort of the existential spiritual flame that lives inside of us. And it's meant to be, that flame is meant to be revelatory. With that in mind, even though Jupiter is turning retrograde this week on the 4th of September, what is trying to be revealed to you? You know, Jupiter, it's like maybe up until this point over the last four months or so, you've had a lot of opinions. Jupiter can be a lot of opinions. But maybe Jupiter turning retrograde is trying to get you to be like, you know what, actually, maybe I shouldn't be so quick to judgment. Or maybe I am right. Or maybe I need to go back and see things from a different perspective. Your planet is now direct. It was retrograde since July 22nd, and it's been a little bit of an emotional time for you, Taurus. Venus has been down in your fourth sign of home and family, but also getting into your core values, your core needs, and your core wants. And maybe this has been a time to nest, to reach back to family, to look at things from the past, but going forward kind of gives you a little bit more steam, so to speak. And again, to go back to Jupiter, what has been revealing itself to you at this time? Gemini, lots going on with you this week. Number one, Mercury, your planet, is still retrograde. Turns direct on September 15th. No big deal. This happens every quarter. But Mercury has been turning retrograde in something called your fourth sign of home and family, roots, foundation. It's been a little bit of an emotional time for you, Gemini, and maybe needing to sort of go back to things from the past and to reflect and get into these deeper questions about core values and core needs, for example. Then there's Jupiter, and actually Mercury and Jupiter are two major players in your astrology, Gemini. Jupiter being a career planet for you, it's also a relationship planet for you. And so with Jupiter turning retrograde, what's going on in career or direction or duties and responsibilities, and also what's going on in relationships, whether it's capital R relationships, your primary relationships, or how you connect and interact and socialize with people. For you, Gemini, Taurus is something called your 12th sign. So relationships and careers, it's a year process, but it's like you need to either really clean things out, let things go, prepare for a new chapter of your life. Maybe you need to get into on a little bit on a deeper emotional and spiritual level. Meaning, the more that you become in alignment with the truth of who you are on an inner level, for example, maybe that gets you to see relationships differently. Maybe that gets you to see your career differently. Maybe it's not to be less ambitious per se, but not ambition for ambition's sake. You want your ambitions to align with a greater sense of mission and purpose. Maybe that's one way that this is unfolding for you. And with Mercury making a trine to Jupiter this week, it is getting into these deeper existential, emotional, like, you know, what's my mission? What's my purpose? What's the meaning of life? Why am I here? What am I doing? But I also think on some level that this is a time, and maybe use this time very wisely, Gemini, to really clear out again and to prepare for a new phase of life that's going to happen once Jupiter goes into your sign in May of 2024. I know I'm getting way ahead of myself, but I believe last week, especially with that Pisces full moon, you also have Saturn in Pisces, your career sign. It's like you're going to the chiropractor right now, Gemini, and you're getting your life in order and getting your life in alignment. But it's not about getting your life in alignment for fame, money, power, and glory. You have to get your life in alignment so that it actually aligns with the higher things. Cancer. So what do we got, Cancer? We just came off of that Pisces full moon. It's a bit of an emotional full moon for you, Cancer. And so now, you know, it's Virgo season for you, and Virgo happens to be your third sign. Wait, is that right? Third sign, voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. Gosh. Like I said, I was driving for 4 hours today, so my brain's still kind of somewhere between Delaware and New Jersey. But anyway, but that full moon, it was kind of bringing up some bigger philosophical themes, but it was hitting on some emotional points for you. And I think with Virgo season, I think with Mercury retrograde, there's a need to walk back on something, to go back to past choices, past decisions, looking at your options, because as you start to align towards, you know, what do I believe in? What do I stand for? Why am I here? What's my mission? What's my purpose? Maybe you need to start making, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, different choices that align with a greater sense of mission and purpose in your life. And Jupiter just turned retrograde. And for you, Taurus, I have to do the math quickly. For you, Taurus is your 11th sign. And the 11th sign is both community, society, humanity. It's like the fabric that connects us all. But the 11th is also the future. And Jupiter has been trying to get you out into the world, whether to open your eyes and make your world bigger because you're getting involved in social issues and social causes, or maybe to make your world bigger so you can think about your future in much bigger strokes. But I think there's a lot of bigger questions about value, worth, philosophy. These are the themes that are really sort of weaving their way through your experiences this week, Cancer. Leo. So Leo, you've had a visitor to your sign, I think since the beginning of June, when Venus went into Leo. And Venus and Leo, and I've said this before, Venus and Leo loves to be loved. It loves the romance of life. It loves to create. It loves to be itself. It loves to sort of really take care in its appearance, or to really, you know, transmit something about personality through appearance or through dress, for example. But Venus has been retrograde, and you know, this is going to be different for every Leo or Leo risings. It's been 40 days for you to go back to something, and I said this at a previous update, but you had Venus retrograde in Leo in this, well, I shouldn't say summer because we have people in reverse seasons watching, but in July and August and beginning of September of 2015. Do you see any, you know, connections, Leo or Leo rising, between events from July, August, September 2015, and also the past July and August, and now we are in September, for example? And Venus retrograde is also, you know, to reevaluate how you invest in yourself or how you align your life with the things that actually light you up and give you passion and give you joy. Don't forget, Leo, you are the sign of the sun. Even if you are quiet and shy, you are here to show people the power of being yourself. Have you been doing that? Have you been investing in that? Do you value that process? Or maybe you haven't valued that process, but now Venus is direct and sort of brings in the energy of the sun again. And so it's to live whatever you discovered over the past 40 days since July 22nd, when Venus turned retrograde. Then there's Jupiter. It's turning retrograde in your career sign. And I've said this previous times, but it's just to remind you, you are 5 years into a seven-year process of reinventing your professional life. This process of reinvention began way back in 2018 and 2019. That's not to say every Leo or Leo rising has made a complete 180 in their professional life, but there have been, certainly because some of you guys are my clients, I've had these conversations with you and I've seen the big changes that you've made. Even if it means living your purpose or living you more in your place in the world. Sometimes this is literally about career, but sometimes it's just as simply as being able to be yourself in the world, to be seen, to stand on your own 2 feet, to go after what you want, and to sort of have your hand on the steering wheel of life. But this, you know, Jupiter will make a conjunction to Uranus next year in April of 2024. And that will be really interesting to see what's the story with career, what sort of blossom, what sort of flourishing, what sort of changes, what sort of awakenings happens as you go into next year. What else we got? That's it, Leo. Virgo, happy birthday, Virgo. So Mercury is your planet. It's been visiting your sign for the past few weeks. And in total, Mercury will be in your sign for 2 months. That's because Mercury is retrograde right now. And every quarter Mercury turns retrograde, it's no big deal. It's just to remind you that, you know, Virgo is so much about the analytical process, the sorting and organizing of information as a complement to your sister sign, Gemini. It's also ruled by Mercury. Just do Mercury differently. It's a yin Mercury. It's not a yang Mercury. Yin Mercury goes by its intuition. It goes by sense and feeling, and sometimes it takes its time in how it thinks. That said, Mercury turning retrograde, or there having had been retrograde since August, it's needed to go back to something, maybe a past project or something from the past, or maybe like decisions that you made in the past, and to reevaluate and to reanalyze them. This week, actually, Mercury does get to the halfway mark of its retrograde period. I believe that's on the 6th of September. And that's all in preparation for Mercury to turn direct next week on the 15th. And so maybe this is very much a week about discovery. After all, Jupiter, which is a major planet in your astrology, is a relationship planet. It's the planet of home and family, the household, your living situation. Jupiter has just turned retrograde in Taurus. And Taurus for you, Virgo, is what's called your ninth sign, wisdom and knowledge. How do you get wisdom and knowledge? Well, first you have to do the work. So there's something about this week, and I know it's your birthday week, or maybe it was your birthday, or maybe it will be your birthday, but this week is trying to get you to reevaluate something, to do a little bit of some heavy lifting, and to have that discovery and revelation. Because sometimes, Virgo, because you are an earth sign, Jupiter is in an earth sign right now, it's in your ninth sign, you can tunnel on things, you can have that tunnel vision. And I think what Jupiter is trying to do, and especially with Uranus already in Taurus, is to not tunnel, have that tunnel vision on things, and to really be open and open-minded as much as you can this week. And certainly that's a lovely energy to bring with you into your birthday season. And you know, maybe with all this Jupiter energy, you're like, you know what, like, I'm going to be open-minded, and instead of the other side of Jupiter where it's like, I have opinions. So we don't want to have opinions, or we can have some opinions, but not so many opinions that our vision goes like this. So that's what Jupiter is trying to do. It's trying to open up your eyes to something, open up your eyes to the world, make you curious, make you want more and desire more. And maybe on a very simple level, you're planning a big trip because Jupiter is really starting to instill in you the need for a voyage and exploration in your life. Libra, so we're starting to get closer and closer to that Libra new moon solar eclipse on October 14th. And I know you're thinking, Katie, it's the start of September, slow down. I know, but I want to plant some seeds, because if your birthday is the 14th of October, plus or minus maybe a couple of days, it's a powerful new year for you and a year of new beginnings. Even if you aren't a Libra, or even if your birthday isn't around that time, you are entering a dynamic phase, Libra, that takes you into the beginning of 2025. Yes, 2025. You will have eclipses in your sign over the next year and a half. And so as you start to get closer and closer to October, life may start to heat up a little bit. After all, Mars right now is in your sign. This is the thing. Libra's the diplomat. It typically wants to find the solution that works for everybody. It's empathic. It needs connection. It needs relationship. Of course, every Libra is differently, but just as a core expression of the sign. And Mars and Libra, not as much of a diplomat. Or maybe you feel way more motivated and empowered to be the diplomat, to negotiate, but really knowing what you want and what your needs are. Mars is also not quiet, and maybe as a result, since last Sunday, the one previous, back in August, can't think of the date, your life isn't quiet. And it's very possible that the more that Mars gets through Libra, especially as it gets closer to that eclipse degree, 21 degrees, is that life is going to start to heat up. Pay attention to what's going on. It's very much about you. It's very much about other people. Venus, your planet, has just turned direct. It was retrograde over the past 40 days. It was retrograde in something called your 11th sign. And so this has been a little bit about it's been more of an abstract time. The 11th sign, there's 12 in total. It's not about the personal, even though this time is so much about relationships. Venus and your 11th says it's about friends, community, society, humanity, social issues, social causes. And again, those are big brushstrokes. Those are big abstract themes. And maybe you really are trying to see things from a much bigger perspective. And if it is very much about relationships right now, how do you socialize with people? How do you create alliances? How do you have people who you see eye to eye with, or maybe people that really want to, you know, be in involved in social issues and in social causes, or be involved in your community with you. But whether it's one-on-one relationships or your relationship with the group as a whole, it's again very much about other people. And sort of the question mark is, how is Mars really inspiring, motivating you, ticking you off, making you angry? Because Mars can sometimes make us a little frustrated as you start to go throughout the rest of September. That said, Jupiter does turn retrograde this week. It's in your eighth sign. Really see what the deeper emotional revelations that are happening this week. Again, remember, Jupiter is this planet that wants to make our world bigger. It's just doing that right now in your eighth sign. So what it's making bigger is your ability to see your deeper self, the deeper facets of yourself, and sometimes the not so easy or even pleasant parts of yourself. We're all human beings. We all have a deeper shadow side. But this emotional revelation may get you to see relationships differently, and may by extension get you to see your future differently, or maybe even how you are connected in a broader, larger framework, for example. Scorpio, so Mars is your planet, and over the next 5 weeks, it's bringing you through your 12th. So the 12th sign of anybody's chart represents the end. And you have to argue that at some point your planet is going to reach the 12th, and it's time to go inward. It's time to release the past. It's time to shed. The last time Mars was in your 12th was this time 2 years ago. The 12th is a very personal and sometimes even a little bit of a solitary place to be. And sort of when I talk about the 12th with people, nobody can go into the 12th with you. It's you, your higher self, your relationship with your spirituality, your intuition, your dreams. And maybe this is a time where you need to rest and recuperate. Certainly it has been a bit of an up and down time for Scorpio over the last few years. We need this time to rest. And you can take Mars's action, desire, power, motivation, and put it towards 12th house or 12th sign things, which is your spirituality, your need for mission and purpose, a sense of meaning in the world, to spend time with yourself, spend time with your higher self, meditate, dream. Maybe your dreams are more vivid, but you're in a, not, I won't say time out because life obviously is still happening, but you're definitely in a little bit of a quiet phase until October 12th when Mars goes into Scorpio. It is the sort of a start of a new personal cycle. And when you feel way more invigorated and way more empowered than what Mars is doing in Libra at the moment. I will say that this is all in advance of that October 14th solar eclipse in Libra that's going to happen in your 12th. So to see, what is your relationship with your spirituality? What do you need to let go of in advance of October? The 12th says that we have our human attachments, but these human attachments we cannot bring with us into the next world. So inventory, sort of the attachments, and these are emotional attachments, these could be physical attachments, you know, and this is a place where we really let go of an addiction, for example. And we make space for a new life, and this is a new life that will start to reveal itself as you go into October and even into your birthday season. That said, Jupiter just turned retrograde in your relationship sign. That's not to say that relationships are not happening for the next 5 months, 4 months, but Jupiter is the planet that is trying to make your world bigger. And it's really trying to bring bigger relationships, bigger connection into your life, and playing off the larger changes and transformations and relationships that have been happening over the last 4 or 5 years. maybe this is a week that's more about philosophy, the philosophy of how you connect with people, the philosophy of what you think is important in a relationship, than actually being about the relationship. But nevertheless, see what's going on. And if it is about something in a relationship, it might be making sure that you and the other person are on the same page and sharing the same values. Sagittarius. So Sagittarius, lots going on for you this week because your planet Jupiter has just turned retrograde at 15 degrees of Taurus. So you've been hearing me say this week in and week out since May. Your planet is now in Taurus, now as of May, and it will be in Taurus until May of 2024. As a Sagittarius, or even as a Sagittarius rising, and your life is governed by Jupiter. So 6-7 months out of the year, if I'm doing my math right, Jupiter is direct, but for 4-5 months, it's retrograde. And this is the time in your personal calendar where you need to integrate. You're a planet, not planet, you're a sign that's about understanding the world and having this worldliness and really wanting to invest in wisdom and knowledge and learning, education, travel, exploration, or even just you know, the philosophical or even religious ways of understanding the world, because you know, Sagittarius is religion, even if that's not the way that you live it. But that said, what do you invest in? And Taurus is very much about the material world. It's in your sixth sign. And the sixth sign is also very much a real world place in your personal astrology. So even though you can get very big in your thinking and very big visions, big philosophies, big opinions, there's a need to have to anchor it and make it real and make it grounded and make it lived. That said, for some Sagittariuses, it's a need to also focus on health and wellness. This is a health and wellness period over a year, and health and wellness, of course, means different things to different people. And Jupiter wants to open up your eyes to your relationship with food, the nutrition, diet, exercise, the things in order to make your life run. And so maybe Jupiter positive, maybe you're making a lot of positive changes in this part of your life. But again, as much as you are about all these big philosophical ideas and you can talk about all these different subjects, how do you really make it real and make it live so it's not just coming out of your mouth or coming out of your brain? Sagittarius. So making sure that your schedule is as ordered as it needs to, the day-to-day sort of components of your life are all running, and maybe you just need to go back and take a little bit more inventory and reevaluate or recommit to something, for example. Capricorn, Saturn is your planet. I know I say it every week, and it continues to be in Pisces. Now, you had that Pisces full moon last week. Gosh, I can't even think of the date. The 30th of August, it was Wednesday. But you had that full moon in your sign, and so what did you feel? Like, what was the revelation? What was the aha? What was the Saturnian thing, meaning the border, the boundary, the no, the yes, the commitment, the need for duty and responsibility, that was very highlighted for you. That full moon was also highlighting a 3-year period where you need to take your voice seriously, take your mind and take your voice seriously. For some Capricorns, this is very much a period about education. Hitting the books, learning, taking classes, writing, speaking, communicating, and needing to elevate or hold yourself up to a higher standard. For example, for some Capricorns, this is just about choice, the choices that you're making and how these choices have been playing out and how you can start to make different choices for going forward into the future. That said, we have Jupiter now turning retrograde, and it's turning retrograde in your fifth sign. So Jupiter in the fifth is actually really lovely. You know, the fifth sign, and I think the fifth house in astrology is really underrated and undervalued. But the fifth is where we really like put the time in into being ourselves. We really get to know who we truly are and who we are, not a cultural expectation, not a familial expectation, or not even the self that is sort of built by the past. In the fifth, it's pure. So, you know, this is a time to really grow and to explore who are you. And do remember, Capricorn, you're 5 years into a 7-year story of reinventing who you are. It's not becoming somebody that you're not and or becoming a different person. It's to become you. And, you know, and every Capricorn, of course, is going to live that time a little bit differently. But maybe it's a bit of a philosophical week for you, and you need to get, you know, really into, you know, who are you, and what's the philosophy that informs that, and then by extension, what's the choices that you're making that informs that? How are you communicating that, and how you're taking your voice seriously at this time? Oh, I will also add that Venus is finally direct, and Venus for you is a career planet. So this sort of concludes this 40-day period of needing to reevaluate your professional life, sort of the direction that you're going. Maybe it's going to take a few days to start to wash out, but this is all in advance of that Libra solar eclipse that's going to be October 14th. And that says that you're going into this dynamic period where home and family, your household, your living situation, and then also career and sort of the direction that you're taking your life in is really highlighted and dynamically so into the new year. Aquarius, so Saturn is your planet. Hear me say that every week. Saturn is your planet and is in your second sign of money and income. I think with Venus now direct and Jupiter and Taurus, there's a lot of bigger questions about value and worth and investments and how you invest in yourself and how you invest in your home and how do you feel safe and secure and stable in your life and what do you need and what you don't need. And I realize a lot of these sort of like bigger questions and bigger philosophical questions, but you know, that's what Jupiter does. Do keep in mind that Jupiter has just turned direct in your fourth sign of home and family, and that's the same place that Uranus has been in that part of your chart since 2018, 2019. Reflect on how your household, your living situation, your family, or even the place that you live has changed over the last 4 or 5 years. Jupiter turning retrograde. Jupiter typically wants more of something, wants to open up our eyes to something. It's really trying to open up your eyes to family and home and connection, the importance of family and the importance of home, and really sort of anchoring and stabling our lives. And this is in addition to the fact that Saturn, you're in your second sign of money and income, and also resource and values and how you spend money and how you earn a living. And so there seems to be a conversation that's happening between home environment and the money you make, or at least the resources that you have access to. But Venus just turned retrograde in Leo, and for you, Leo is a relationship sign. So it's also to see what's happening in relationships this week, because you have now concluded a 40-day process of reevaluating the relationships of your life. Finally, Pisces. So Pisces, you had that big, bright Pisces full moon last week. How are you doing? That full moon really put the spotlight on Saturn. And, you know, Saturn, and I'm just, you know how much I love Saturn, but Saturn is Saturn, and Saturn can make us feel capital L life. So did this full moon make you feel capital L life? What does that even mean? Like big things happening, the sort of things that really mark your life, mark the year, mark milestones, achievements, personal experiences, for example. But your life still continues to be highlighted. It's Virgo season, and Virgo is your relationship sign. So there's this dynamic push and pull that's happening for Pisces at the moment between you and other people. And maybe this full moon put something in the spotlight that was both about you, but also about a relationship, or what, literally a relationship, or something a little bit on a more abstract level of how you connect and interact with people. Well, then there's also you. Jupiter turned retrograde today, the 4th of September. Now, this happens every year. Jupiter is retrograde for four or so months out of the year. So this is the time that you need to start to integrate things. Typically, Jupiter needs a lot of experience. It needs a lot of horizons. It needs a lot of visions. It needs a lot of information, ideas, exploration. But if you're just constantly consuming, then you need that time to actually live it, inhabit it, and bring it into you. So Jupiter right now is in your third sign, voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. And maybe the last 4 months have been a very educational time, maybe some travel, maybe some exploration, maybe constantly learning, taking classes. Or maybe you're having to speak up more and share with people, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? Also, Jupiter is in the same sign as Uranus, and Uranus has been there since 2018, 2019. So do keep in mind that you're already 5 years into this process of awakening your voice. I know I've said this before, Pisces, but voice is two things: the words out of your mouth, but also your ability to inhabit those words. You want your spirit in everything that you say. You do not want other people's words to come out of your mouth where you're just repeating things, whether it's the voice of your parents, you don't even realize that you're saying the things that your parents used to say, or the past memories, past situations. So this is about really awakening to the things that really make you, sort of that spirit that lives inside of you, and how you communicate that and share that with people. But this is might be a little bit of an emotional time. That was a pretty, I think, a powerful full moon for you, Pisces, and it really maybe marked the year because it had all that Saturn energy. And if it was a time that really made you have to make some serious decisions, really continue to sit with those decisions and sort of play them out in your mind so that you can align yourself with the best decision. So there you go. Yes, I'm laboring on Labor Day. There are people in my building that were doing cleaning, and I was like, why are people cleaning on Labor Day? That goes against the point. But anyway, what do I know? But anyway, thank you. Yes, it's Labor Day here in the United States. I hope you are enjoying your time off, and I hope you all are enjoying the astrology. And I'm happy to finally be back home after a lot of travel in August. Got to go to Italy, got to go to Delaware, two very different places in the world. But I actually wrote this in my update, my newsletter for this week, but there's few places in the world that I really do consider home. And Fenwick Island, Delaware is actually one of those places. And it really, for me, like maybe just because my family has been going there since the 50s, my grandmother used to live there, my aunts used to live there before they died. And yeah, it's just a place that holds a lot of heart connection for me. But that said, I'm glad to be back home, sleep in my own bed, be back in my own apartment. But anyway, follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. You can also sign up for my newsletter. You can book a consultation with me. I know a bunch of you are actually clients of mine, which I am very appreciative of. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. You can watch this on Spotify. You can watch this on YouTube. I'm on all the things. And I will see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.